it a tall one too? You're riding like a jockey, you know, you're touching.
I'm riding horses and jockeys, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You guys ready?
Yep.
That's what I got.
The meeting, the January meeting would be, he's still in January. Yeah, he's on. January meeting of the Boulder Town Planning Commission is now in session. Terry Tancredi is calling in because he's not in Boulder. So the minutes, has everyone had a chance to read them? Any changes?
I thought they were fine. As I remember it.
A motion to accept them? Verbally?
I motion to accept the minutes from December meeting.
A second?
Second? All in favor?
All in favor, yes.
Okay.
I would like to suggest that we, to you all, that we go to Ward Coons first, since he's here. Want to do that?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Does everybody have a...
At least that's up.
Yeah.
Does anybody else have one?
I do too.
You can pass it around, just tell it to Jay.
So this is just a proposal to divide the lot into two lots. The one that was rezoned to medium density, now to a building permit, I propose to split it based on the paper. There is one issue in that the one side, the frontage requirement. So if the intention of yours is to maintain a frontage requirement, then they don't need a variance. If the intention of the ordinance is to make sure the lot is just not overly narrow, I think that's fine. Because if you look at the lot where the building would actually be done, it's actually fairly square.
Here.
Yeah.
I had a question. This is 175 feet and this is road access. I thought if we had to, this line could be, this border could be moved out a little bit so it wasn't quite as wide.
Yeah, you could.
You see what I'm talking about?
So put a road there or just...
No, the road here. Uh-huh. And since it's 175 feet, that's still big enough you could build on so that wouldn't... But
yeah, that could be adjusted.
So adjust this east side by Eddie's house over like that. So it's not quite as...
Not quite as wide.
Not quite as wide. See what I mean?
Yeah, that could be done. But that, again, that reduces the frontage access. So I guess the question is the intention of the ordinance. Is it a frontage requirement or is it just a lot dimension requirement?
Yeah, 1/3 to 2/3. Yeah. So this is 660 feet, and this is 385 feet. That's almost half. So this doesn't work. So if this was adjusted over a little farther, and this total of roadway, it would be, the lot would be like that, maybe.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
You could think of it that way, yeah.
Yeah. Because in the city, building lots are 100 feet by 100 feet and 120 feet, so that's a... If we lived in someplace else.
Now, there is an alternative that does work under the ordinance if the planning commission wanted to go that way.
Which is the second one?
Which is the second one.
So
that's ugly.
It's
and complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the thinking was that that was just making it, over-engineering it or making it over complicated.
You'd have to get a conservation easement type thing or something on it that way. This makes sense to me.
Is it? It makes sense to me if you look at the long portion as a right-of-way, so a private drive.
Basically, that's an access corridor, is the way I think about it.
And so you, in the subdivision ordinance, we have latitude to subdivisions, you know, the creation of four or fewer lots, where in our discretion, this section with the streets and everything would be a hardship. And, I mean, as I see it, you're trying to resolve something you're permitted to do, to subdivide, and you don't have an easy, straightforward way to do it.
Well, it's a strange shaped piece of ground.
Right. And so, I think, you know, the frontage would be onto the right-of-way, which would then take you out into the road. So I don't see it as a variance. I don't see it as a variance issue.
No.
Do you see what Elsa McDonough-Jean was saying? Was to extend this corridor in a bit and then narrow it down. Did you say how far you were extending? I didn't catch that.
I haven't. I didn't say how many feet, but the east border by Eddie's house, just move that over a few feet so the roadway is not 175 feet wide. And the rest of it be a roadway to the lot. I got a drift. Yeah, you see what I did? I just drove, you know, just drew it in as an idea.
So that piece of ground, I just basically think of it as an access corridor. Mm-hmm. There's not really any way anybody could build anything there, so
yeah.
It's just a way to access the property.
I did send you,
I
Mark McGiff, talking about this first one, and he did not see, he says, I don't see any problem with using the long part as a private driveway. I'm assuming lot 2 would not be further subdivided and under the current ordinances.
No, it couldn't be.
It couldn't be, so.
Unless you want to rezone it as Higgins.
That would be for a later planning question. I don't want to be at that public hearing.
No, there's no intention to do that.
I think this looks fine. I think it's a good solution to this pod-shaped lot. I think it's a reasonable thing to do.
Me too.
Yeah.
Okay. What is the next step? Do you need a final plat map of some kind?
You would bring the final plat map that would show that modification, and we could also schedule a public hearing at that same.
Oh, and you've had perk test done on this, haven't you?
Yes.
Because we need the perk test, you know,
septic's been approved.
Yeah. So that's done.
So for that private right-of-way, how wide do you suggest?
Could we hold on just to catch Perry up?
So
Perry, you still there?
There's a machine in front.
Yeah. So what we're talking about is basically what we talked about at our last meeting when we addressed this, just moving forward with what we talked about with that.
Yeah.
How to divide it, just so that you, you're in the loop.
Yeah, so thank you. So is there a change since the last meeting?
No.
No? Not that,
okay.
I think, and I don't necessarily feel like, I would even make the recommendation that you made on it, Gene. Like, I think having that line along the east line, you know, where that's lining up along the east line of Eddie's property, I think makes sense. Like, where you show this entrance to the east, you know, this just looks to me like a nice long pasture.
That's what it is, actually. That's what it'll be used for.
So that, I think that makes a lot of sense just to go with that. You don't have your driveway stay to the east, and like, because if you come further east of that line, then you get a nook in there that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So I would feel better about this as it's drawn than making a change. So
okay.
For the pasture aspect.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
We have to vote on it, or is it just a done deal?
No, we would
vote to approve the preliminary, and then you bring a final plat.
Your next stage is the official preliminary application. So I think there's a checklist with all the items.
There is, but I can't see a lot of those items don't seem to make sense to me for just one lot. I'll look at it again, but I think the next round will look pretty much like
it will look very, yeah. I'm actually not positive exactly what documents, but it's more the official final documents that you would need for your final application.
Okay.
So
there's three stages. There's the concept, there's preliminary, and there's final. Mm-hmm. Can I jump to the final, potentially?
No. You may go rapidly through the preliminary, but
all right.
You can't jump.
All right.
So then the public hearing is after.
Well, after the public hearing, then we can have a meeting after the public hearing and approve the application.
It all happens the same night.
Yeah.
Okay. So if we plan it that way.
Meaning the preliminary is approved and the public hearing is the same night.
Yeah.
But there's still one final approval.
Then it goes to the town at that one.
The final is town?
Yeah.
Okay. So one more with Planning Commission and the public, and then one more to come.
Yeah, but we'll do ours one night.
The public hearing first and the other afterwards.
I mean, ideally, all your paperwork, your maps, all that kind of stuff is final at your preliminary stage when at point of approval. So the town council's is just a final review.
Okay.
That would be February 8th. That would be our next meeting, which would be February 8th. That's kind of what we're saying, so it would be at our next regular meeting.
I might not want to add another meeting in there.
Along with the rest of the
meetings. Because we're going to be adding meetings.
Yeah.
I think it would be good to have it with our regularly scheduled meeting, because it's easier for people to attend.
Yeah.
And they're used to coming.
That pushes into March for that term meeting.
Yeah. That's it. Do you want another meeting? Because I guess that makes a good point that if we met before, then what you need 10 days from our approval, at least 10 days between our approval and our town meeting, right?
No.
Okay, so there's not a time frame there.
And we haven't gone.
Well, it has to be advertised in the newspaper, so it has to be 10 days advertised both sections.
Yeah.
Ours, then the town has to advertise theirs, so it's got to be done in March, and ours will be done in February.
Yeah, it's the public hearing that's the real hang-up.
Yeah.
So
the town would be the first, what is it, first?
It'd be February 9th, 8th, February 8th.
No, that's how the
very first is.
Oh, what did you say? I'm sorry.
The town
would
be
March.
Yeah.
March the 8th.
Okay. The first Thursday.
Yeah.
A month.
Okay.
So that'd be on the first.
Yeah.
First of March.
Okay, that should be okay.
No, I'm just going on.
So just stay with the regular meeting cycles then? Okay.
Okay, any questions, anything else?
And if it doesn't work with your time frame, because you're not always here, then we can, as long as we have a 10 days advertisement in the newspaper, we can switch hours around if we have to.
Okay. Do you need an application for me to schedule?
Yes.
Yeah.
Got to
go. I'm the interest person.
Same thing, only just going to say, you know.
So yeah, it looks like that application.
Yeah.
In fact, I think, doesn't it? Yeah, it looks very much like that application. And if you want, I can just talk to you offline just to make sure you have all the components. Because ideally, everything is in one package. You submit it, and I receive it, you sign off on it, these guys see it, the meeting, the public hearing. Well, should I schedule the public hearing for February 8th, thank you? Okay. So, yeah, I just want to make sure you have it all complete.
Can I email you later if I have questions?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to have a meeting on February 25th. I mean, January 25th, too, right?
Yeah.
Our work meeting.
Our work meeting, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the community work groups. Carrie, I brought an updated list. I'm really sorry. I didn't even think to send it to you, but I don't think it's that different from the last one I sent you. And so we can compare notes, but I don't know if you had gotten any names in the meantime.
I saw your email just before the meeting, so I did just send you what I have. But I think your list is probably more up to date than mine.
Okay. Because the neatest thing in the world, but so I printed out a copy from all my notes and emails and the open house of who was interested. And so some people signed up for multiple groups. Some people just said, I'm really interested, but hadn't specified a group. And then I also, just to kind of get it started, I came up with a suggestion of groups, at least have something to start with. So, Perry, I'll read you all the names that I have.
You don't have the Johnsons, I guess. People I talked about.
I remember now that you're saying, I don't remember
Steve,
your first name.
Marion.
Okay. I was afraid I was leaving so many. Okay, so these are all the people whose names I have. And then, Perry, you can just compare to your list. So, Autumn Peterson, Cookie Schaus, Della Fever, Haley Apperson, Keith Watts, Kelly Roundy, Jay Beal, Matt Cochran, Daniel Kennedy, Denise Pennington, Mark Nelson, Elizabeth, do you two have the same last name?
Yes.
Okay, so Julian. Troy Julian, Ray Gardner, Judy Drain, Michal Chillier?
Chillier.
Hold on. So Michal lives in Salt Gulch?
Yeah.
There was a round of emails where it was clarified that the direction from town council on this had been that we will take people from the Draw, Salt Gulch, and Blackledge. Where was it? Chillier. Pam Furches, Tessa Barkin, Dan Pence, Peg Smith, Carolyn Hoyt, Adam Harmon, Tina Carlson, Bobby Robinson, Elizabeth Julian, Garen Apperson, Bryn Brody, Jane Phillips, Josh Ellis, Jeff Sanders, Leilani Navar, Donna Owen, Jennifer Geerling, and then Steve and Marion Johnson.
I'm sorry, I missed those emails. I haven't had your email in a while, but I think like it would be going to expand that to talk to, like, I'd like to talk to some other people, you know, because like I talked to Kevin Gardner about this, and I don't know if he's interested for sure, but I told him about how it was just going to be, you know, town.
Right, because that was the understanding when we left.
Yeah, and then, you know, I know some other people like in Salt Gulch that might be interested. Mm-hmm. You know, like I think about, like, the Breck or Becky. Mm-hmm. Beard's just barely a name here. I'm not sure. But Nate Beard has been here for a while. Mm-hmm. And so I think that it may be good to, you know, talk to those, mm-hmm, some of those folks. But I also know that we need to get on with it too. So
well, I thought we could
it's enough to get started.
Right, because we, and this list that breaks it down into groups where I put one person, you know, one committee to a person. And I was going off of your suggestion from that last meeting that everybody who signed up and who expressed interest and was willing to volunteer should be included. So this was just a suggestion to get the conversation started because it can get confusing. This is just my take on groups that kind of balance backgrounds and ages and as best as I understand it. And thought we could come out of here, agree on groups. Janine has given me dates when she could do the first meeting and kick it off the same way she did community identity, so there'd be that consistency. And then some people won't be able to make it, some people will drop out, you'll find people who would be interested, so I think if we get it going.
Like, we have people on this list that are not.
Oh, no, because that group's already going.
Okay,
so that's the community identity, they're already going.
So you're adding, okay, yeah. I was going to ask, can I see it?
That's right. It's us.
I was going to ask where that was, but so did you split land use just because there was a lot of interest?
That's the one that most people were interested in, and so.
That's what I was going to say too. So we have land use one and land use two.
Yeah.
There will be two groups.
Yeah. Okay. Because I mean, they can cross pollinate. Obviously, it's, you know, these meetings aren't closed off. But then we might come up with more ideas or more information. And like I said, not everybody's going to be able to do it or continue to do it. So it was a way of including people without making the groups themselves too cumbersome.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. It's great that we have that much interest.
I know, it really is.
So for this list, mm-hmm. where would it be? It looks like we could put one of the Johnsons on land use one just because it looks a little shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And they can talk about if they didn't care if they were both on the same committee or split, or just put.
Probably split them. Just so that they're in conversation with. Then at least they can come home and have conversations
so where,
about.
Where would we use another person? Like an economic development, what seems to be short here.
That's going to be hard to tell, I mean, just because not everyone's going to be able to go. But maybe, I think economic development. I'm going to put Steve on land use and.
Marion, yeah, that sounds good. Sounds like a good. So, for you two, we're talking about putting Steve Johnson under land use, and then his wife Marion under economic development. They live up in that subdivision.
I spell it. Let's
just say I have a creative spelling. MARIAN.
I mean, if you want to make changes, like I said, it's just a place to start.
Perry?
He doesn't have.
When we started doing this, I had submitted some names to you. This was probably 2 to 3 months ago, and I was wondering if you'd ever done anything with those names, because I don't really see them on here.
Do you have them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought I had all that.
Because I know I had Candace on my list. I had Lisa Varga. I had Carrie on my list. I had Josh. I had Garen.
Garen's on. So Carrie?
Yeah. But that, I did, I mean, all I did was just give the names to Perry, because that's mm-hmm. what we were. So I'm just making note of it, because I don't see them on here.
Yeah, well, tell me, or Perry, if you have those names.
I don't have them in front of me, but I'll definitely compare, but I have to wait to send me.
Would you send them again?
I had Candace, I had Carrie on it, I had Elisa, I think I had Garen, and I also had Josh, because I think at that point we were told to pick five people, basically, or to think up people, and so I just submitted five, and I actually just told him that those, and I was kind of waiting for feedback on them, so, you know, it's just one of those things. No, I haven't talked to them at all.
But they're interested?
Well, it was my, you know, it was one of those things where it was, I wanted to have somebody, I mean, I didn't talk to them, I was submitting these names. This is where, like I said, this kind of confusion comes in as far as, you know, I wasn't sure who was making the decisions and who was really going to talk to them, because I felt like I was submitting my names to you two, and that, you know, like, I'm not really sure. I don't know if all these, I don't think that they came to the meetings. So that's why, like I said, I just want to make note of it.
I thought, like, if you would talk to them.
Yeah.
And see if they're interested.
Okay.
That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just like I mentioned earlier, but since it's now open.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good to reach out to, you know, more of those folks in the outlying areas.
Okay.
And
so then what I do basically is then talk to them and see if they want to actually be on this.
Be on a, if they're interested in participating, and if so, do they have a preference?
Yeah.
Is it some people slide off, some people come in? And I apologize, I didn't have those names, but it's been kind of, you know, things.
Well, and that's why, like I said, they kind of, I mean, I just wanted to kind of make note of that.
I think it'd be great if you would be willing to talk to them.
Yeah.
And then let us know so that we can put them in.
And I've talked to people about it, I just hadn't really specifically talked to them, because I just, you know, it's just, we're just putting this all together, you know, like, so anyway.
Yeah.
No, okay.
I think that's in the process, but what's been really nice, I mean, we've got over 30 names, I think, between everything. I mean, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
That all of us want to work for no money, so. Yeah. So do you want these groups? I mean, I have to send it to you, Perry, because you haven't seen it, and I'll read it off to you. But do you guys have any changes? Do you want to move people around? Or
I think this is a good breakdown, and then as we get more people, just distribute those.
Yeah.
But it doesn't seem like it would be bad for some people to join the community identity league either, you know, to have more people come in that way. I'm guessing it's not that earth-shattering that somebody can come in late.
No, and we have the public, they held their first open meeting last night, and quite a few people came, and it was really good, and it's, you know, it was a really good conversation. So I think as people come and get interested and learn more, I mean, I think a starting idea was that each group would be 5 people or so, but it's changing in response to the interest from the community. So, so Perry, I'll send you this, but I guess I'll make this public. I'll send it to you anyway. But these are going to be the groups to start. So land use one is Autumn, Cookie, Dell, Haley, Keith, Kelly Randy, Jay Beal, Steve Johnson. Land Use 2, Matt Cochran, Daniel Kennedy, Denise Pennington, Mark Nelson, Troy Julian, Ray Gardner, Judy Drain, Michal Chouier. Housing, Pam Furches, Tessa Barkin, Dan Pence, Peg Smith, Carolyn Hoyt, Adam Harmon, Tina Carlson, Bobby Robinson, Elizabeth Julian, Economic Development, Garen Apperson, Bryn Brody, Jane Phillips, Josh Ellis, Jeff Sanders, Leilani Navarre, Donna Owen, Jennifer Geerling, and Marion Johnson. Do you have any people that you'd want to change around on that, Perry? Or do you want to... I know it's hard when I just read them off.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I think it's fine.
Okay. So we, and Kathy McIntyre and Scotty Mitchell had both said they wanted to be involved, but that they couldn't be involved on a regular meeting basis, so they'll probably come to the public meetings, but they did express interest, so I should make mention of their names. So when we started Community Identity, we had Janine Haugen facilitate the first meeting, and that was really a chance for people who probably didn't expect to all be in the same room together, talking about something they weren't sure about, to get to know each other, and really to share how they feel about Boulder, how they encountered Boulder, what's special about Boulder. So rather than jump into something right away, like, okay, let's put a building here, or let's make everything 20 acres. It was really, let's get to know each other and really talk about this place. And that went really, really well. So we had two meetings. They were both at my house, just so everyone could get to know each other. And then the third meeting for that group was last night. It was held here, and it was open. So the idea is that one group, you know, one public meeting a month, if maybe more people want more. But so then they can, you know, you all can kind of work on your own and then do some public meetings where everybody can come, hear what you're doing, give input. And, of course, throughout this whole process, you talk to people. You know, these aren't secret meetings. Yes?
So with the public meetings, I have this the person on that committee wanted to take notes and then also to let the public know when there is a public meeting. And if so, how is that being done? Like, how is the word getting out? Whether it's what, through headboard, mm-hmm. like on the bulletin board, or what's the...
It went out on headboard. I don't think it went on the bullet board, but that was,
yeah, when an over, did it go on the bullet board? I'm thinking I did, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then those are the meeting did, but not any notes from it.
Okay, so well, like, and that's part of my question, is like, mm-hmm. with when these committees do have a public meeting, like, is PEG posting that, or is that somebody in the committee that's doing that, or is that really been discussed?
Well, I took notes during the first couple because they were getting to know each other, but the idea is that one of them takes notes and preferably passes that task around the group, so it isn't always one person, because otherwise I think it would be difficult for us.
But then what about it informing about the public meetings? Is that also somebody with the next committee is going to inform?
Yes. No, so Constance did it for this last one.
What I did,
reserved the room with Judy. And
she managed all that, mm-hmm. and then she let me know. I put it on headboard, and I did put it on the website as well. So one of the websites you saw there, but
on the Boulder, the Boulder.
Yeah, I didn't do the whole public meeting notice thing with the state and all, but I put it on. I put it on the website headboard.
Did I post it on the board today?
Yeah. Well, I'm just asking. So, like, is that how you foresee doing this?
If I get that kind of notification, yeah.
Because I think that it's really important. For this process, that we have some consistency, mm-hmm. you know, on all the committees. So it's not just the, like, this, you know, say one committee really has it together. Mm-hmm. As far as informing you,
that's what I'm worried about.
But then another committee, you know, like, they really have it together, but not as far as informing you.
So can I? So I've been kind of watching what's going on. I knew that Carla had two meetings at her house, and I knew that I found out that Janine had facilitated the first meeting. And then I came last night because I knew that it was their first public meeting, because I wanted to see how I should run my meetings, basically. So I came, and it was really helpful to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I could see that, like you had said, that you sat at the end of the table and kind of started, and then the rest of the committee basically took over. And they had this idea that they came up with, creating that spoke, which I thought was great. I think it's an incredible idea. And then they talked about, each member basically talked about well, not all of them, but that spoke, and what came of it. So I came because I wanted to see how the meetings were run. And I assume that when I have my first meeting at my house, that Janine will be there. I don't know if either one of you will be there, but... And then we do the same process. We start with cookies and talking and blah, blah. And then we have the second meeting where... did they take over the meeting more the second time? Or just as much, probably.
The idea is that...
Yeah.
You know, when the group really gets started, maybe by the second or third meeting, it's your group, it's your meeting, and so once they get their feet, there'll be one of us get it going, and to be there and answer questions and kind of, but then it's really
it's going to be imperative that we start off with that expectation of having public meetings and having those meetings well advertised, just so that this is really an open process. It will be easier to start out that way than to try to get that back later.
So the thing about that is we submitted these names and we have this list to start with. So they come to the first meetings. They're not be advertised. They haven't been advertised as through the public. Those were meetings to get the committee started. And then we had an open meeting for the third meeting, so that then the whole public came together. So the first two meetings that Carla had weren't advertised, were they?
No.
Just to get the meeting started. Is that so that I want to...
Right. And I think that's a good pattern.
Okay.
But it's just, I'm saying that through the process, I think it would be good to follow that. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, and that's why I came, because I wanted to follow your process if it had worked out, and it seemed like that meeting last night went well.
Yeah, I thought they really did a good job. And the first two meetings, it really, community identity in particular, I think, is kind of, hard to get your head around what exactly you're talking about. So those first two meetings are really kind of trying to understand it. They didn't do anything that was substantive, like, well, we're going to put up a sign here or do something like that. It was really just how they're going to work together. But I agree, then post meetings, and someone's going to have to keep, in contact with each of those groups to sort of make sure, okay, when is, when are your next meetings? And, okay, when is the public one? Keep an eye. Did you post it? Is someone taking notes? That kind of thing, just to be the liaison. So I think the way I see it is, as they get going, then we pull back in the sense that we're not running their meeting for them. But a lot of the ideas that come out are one thing that we can take and work on.
Okay, so in our last meeting, not our work meeting, but the last regular planning commission meeting, we talked about moving forward with this as soon as we were ready, but our deadline was February 1st. But I feel like we are ready to go forward with the people that have expressed interest, knowing that there may be more to join later. And so do you want me to make a motion for that, or do you want more discussion? I feel like we need to get going.
I don't feel like we need to make motions on it, do we? I mean, do we have to do that?
No, I don't think so. We do. But to follow on that point, I did get dates from Janine, because she's back in town next week. And so I was looking at, around work meetings and things like that, of when she could host, when she could do...
What is she?
What do you find out? She lives in La Drolla. She doesn't...
She, she does a lot of sort of wilderness insight guiding. I'm not sure how you, I don't think you know that. But it's also about using local resources. I mean, everybody in this process. So she's not a facilitator.
Yeah,
and she's not, she's volunteering. She wanted to be part of these groups, but she travels a lot. And so thought that was a way for her to be involved and also get...
So what you're getting at is you would like her to start all five of these committees?
Yeah. So that everything gets started in the same way.
She's not here that often?
No, she only does the first one.
No, but I mean, she's not around. She's not in Boulder, like, to start these.
Yeah, she will be. And that's why I have dates from her over the next week and a half.
Okay.
Or 2 weeks, yeah. So she's coming back. She's opened her calendar so that we can take these dates. And then we can figure out which group goes on what date.
So let's,
but that's what...
Let's check in with Perry.
Uh-huh.
Perry, do you feel like we're ready to move on this?
Yeah. I think that the sooner we start, the more we'll learn, and the better we'll get the second time around. So I don't think it's worth waiting.
So the next step is talking about these dates, as it looks like.
Yeah, is she January 24th, which is a Wednesday, the 25th, which is a Thursday, the 29th is a Monday, and the 30th is a Tuesday. So we did the community identity 3:30 to 5, just so everyone can get home in time for supper. So that's why I put that. I have 1 to 3 on January 25th because we have that work meeting at 6. It could be earlier. It's like the first meeting an hour and a half. So one of these would be land use 1, land use 2, economic development.
Those times are rough.
I think that if you're going to have the meeting at your house, you want to try to make it convenient for yourself and for the people that are coming. I mean, that was convenient for you as far as the time. Like, we don't have to stick with that time,
no,
right?
No, that was because that's what works for all of those people.
Right. And so for you, Tabor, you know, like, if you are going to have
I'm not thinking about me. I'm thinking about...
So when you decide, what is your committee?
I don't think we know that, but I'm just looking at this list.
Mm-hmm.
Most of these people aren't available from 1 to 5. I don't think.
Well, you would know better than.
You obviously came up with a good. That was a good time for your group.
Right. I mean that worked.
Yeah, it worked good for you.
And it. That was Janine's suggestion because she thought that people could be home for supper.
If it doesn't work for you, then
you
pick the times.
Like I'm looking at, we always pick on Mark.
Mark's available anytime.
Yeah. I'm just thinking, a 1 o'clock meeting very conducive for a rancher, which we have quite a few, or other jobs, like for Jabe's here, I think you could probably get off at 5, don't you? Off at your day job? So, I mean, it's not just Rancher, but anybody that's working, Elizabeth's or his grand. So I think we're going to have to look more at the evening.
Does she have a night job?
No, she's got some commitments in the evening. But I can ask her if on any of the... I know there's... Well, we worked around most of those, so she might be able to go later. I'll ask her.
That is a good point. So that was... It was basically to work around her?
Well, I didn't... I mean, that... Yeah. That meeting, I didn't ask her.
Okay.
No one said, hey, can we go at night?
Yeah.
We have a good sampling here. What's a good time? 6?
I'd rather evenings, And if Janine can't make it, it's fine.
I think, leading first time and then decide in the group what's going to be best for each group.
But it's, my point is, if you have that first meeting and nobody's there, you're not going to say it. So,
I mean, that first meeting should be after work day, then.
Like at 6, maybe? Like, Elizabeth, what's, like, a 6 good?
Well, school gets out earlier than most people's birthdays, so.
But is 6 good for you?
Yeah.
And Jay? What?
6, I get really good on 4:30. Like, good day, 6 is not a problem. If I'm traveling.
When would 7 be better?
You know, that could be 6:30 to 7 also works perfect, but, you know, set up your initial meeting and, you know, that was a great point.
Yeah, I mean, well, like setting the time and the day of the people that are on the committee. But, so do you want to check with her and...
Can I make a suggestion? Depending on Janine's availability, which sounds like it's semi-limited, why don't you just set her up for one meeting and have the first meeting in a larger space?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Facilitate. Going from table to table, facilitating the first meeting.
Well, but if we were to all meet here for the very first meeting, so that if we were to all come together, like at the community center, and we wouldn't have to split apart, we could all be together. I mean, what about that?
What she does,
and then,
is a small group thing.
Yeah.
So I'll check and see if what her time availability is. And the thing is, after their first meeting, or after their first meeting, then that group sets the date and time for the next meeting. So it's whatever works for y'all going forward. Do you want to just go ahead and assign a group to a day to move that along? And I'll get to Janine, and that way, then we can come back later and confirm times. But at least we've got a group to a day. And you know, not everyone's going to make everything. But.
And I know that, like, I haven't met her. I don't, like, seems like it would be better to get going than to wait for her. You know, like, I think that there are probably others who could get this started.
I think she did a really good job.
I'm not taking away from that.
No,
that's my point, like, to keep
but I think to have a meeting on the 24th isn't that far if the first group...
Well, no, I thought you were saying she may not be able to.
Oh, no, she can do these dates. I just have to check about the time.
Right, so that could be that she could do it.
Yeah, but she can
do
it
at that time.
But not everyone's going to have to be at 6 o'clock. I mean, do you know of anyone who would be a good facilitator? I don't. I'm not challenging. I'm just saying I don't.
It's,
what does she do? We all kind of know each other. I don't know what she does. I could be a good facilitator.
That's what I wanted to
step up. I was thinking it was important to have the continuity from group to group. The first group really thought it went well. What she does is really get people to talk about how they encountered Boulder and what's special to Boulder, special about Boulder to them. But it's not as, you know, basic as that. I guess do you know Janine?
Yeah.
I mean, you could talk to her and ask, because she could give you a better idea of what she was doing and what, you know, where she was taking it than I can on the listening end of it, is what I'm saying.
Oh.
So,
I didn't know whether she did something formally or whether she, you know, just all get together and talk and.
No, it was more structured than that.
Oh.
It was more structured than that. But then talk to her, and that might give us more flexibility.
Well, I think for you to check on those dates, but. If the time can be adjusted, is good.
Okay.
But let's just keep it open that if she is not available, then we would still go forward and we could look at that committee and identify somebody. Because, I mean, our town's great. There's people that can do this and say, hey, would you get this going?
One possible suggestion is, you know, to check with Janine and see if she is available. And for some reason, if she wasn't, perhaps there's someone in the identity group that would be willing to help each group start off. So that way you've got the continuity that you're looking for. And that's only if she can't do it. Because they were a participant in it. And it wouldn't be you, since you're on that, that's asking someone in that group to re-facilitate what they experienced. And maybe it could even be more than one of them working collaboratively. And then you could get that continuity if she wasn't available.
Let's do what you said and put dates with these committees. Mm-hmm. Check on the times. And if she can't do the time, I think this is a pretty good sampling. But mm-hmm. like it. I think that 6 or 6:30 would be a good time for the first meeting, and then the committees could go from there. But what do you think, Donna Jean?
I think 6 o'clock is a good time.
Okay.
Especially since it's winter time and everything is cold and it gets dark early. Almost everybody's got their chores done and stuff.
So,
when we decided to do this meeting, these meetings, when you decided to put this meeting together and talk to Janine, was this something that you had, you basically came up with this idea as far as starting the meetings with Janine, is that?
That's fair to say, yes.
That's fair to say.
It was a way to get it going.
Okay, so one of the things is you basically were able to use Janine and facilitate her for what you were doing. Mm-hmm. I don't mind if Janine comes and facilitates my meetings. I think it's a great idea. If it's something that we have to do, I think that's one of those things too that I'm trying to find out, is that if that's something that we have to do, like would you like that requirement from us, since we were told basically that these names too were coming through you. And when we got that message from Perry, we were told in that message from Perry, and I might be wrong on this, that basically the names would be coming from you. You were making the last final decision.
No, I said the town council and planning commission went in together at the very start and said everyone would be included.
Okay.
So for the planning commission to change their mind,
yeah,
without involving the town council, I said, should not be done.
Okay.
And Perry said, fine, we'll go ahead with what we originally planned.
Okay.
So the names did not come from me, just the fact that everybody was included.
Yeah, okay.
Like we said at the beginning.
See, and I don't remember that myself personally at the beginning, as far as that being a defining thing, a part of these meetings, and I'm going to keep saying that, basically. So that's the thing, the thing that I'm trying to figure out is, if I wanted to start this economic development meeting, I need to wait for Janine to have the first meeting. That's basically what you're saying for each one of these meetings.
What I'm saying is that worked really well.
Yeah.
And so it seemed like something
that
would make it easier for everybody to get their group going.
Yeah.
Okay. But, there is no... There is no method.
Okay. So if we pick out these dates and we pick out and Janine's not available, then we will consider moving on with the meetings.
Yeah, I mean, Elizabeth's suggestion was really great.
Yeah.
And I think it makes total sense is to cross-pollinate, to take someone from the first, the community identity group, and then have them start the other one off.
Yeah.
And it's a great way of building those links. And they're not meant to be isolated groups. So that's a wonderful idea.
Okay.
So it's not, if this works, great. If it doesn't, that.
Yeah.
Or...
Well, that's a suggestion that we can...
Yeah.
Because I personally, I mean, I'm going to say, basically, I don't... I'm not afraid to have these people come... maybe that's not the word to use. I'm not opposed to having these people, who a lot of them I have no idea who they are, come to my house and talk about this meeting and how we want these meetings run. Or how we would like to see these meetings run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know who Janine, I mean, I've talked to Janine, I know her really well, and I know what she does.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all, that's the other thing I want to say, is I'm open to facilitating this meeting if I have to,
mm-hmm.
if she can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
So, I mean, and Elizabeth's idea is a good idea, too. And that's why I came to that meeting, because I really wanted to see how it had gone,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that I knew what to follow up with.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a lot better about it. I thought it went really well, and so.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so I will check immediately with Janine.
Let's
set. Okay, and we're with each
other.
Yeah.
Okay. So, January 24th.
I know, well.
And Perry, jump in if you have something to say.
Should we just go down on that list, and then it will be kind of impartial. Like we say, January 4th is land use one.
Yeah, that's...
January 27th, like that.
Yeah, that works as well.
Rather than trying to match around,
yes.
What do you think, Donna Jean? Just say, like, land use one is January 24th.
Like, could you just, the land use, could you put those two groups together for the facility? Because that would be same.
I don't know.
And then they could break out.
If you're going to be separate, it'd be better to start separate, I think. But if you're going to run it separate, then that's my opinion.
I think there's a lot of people talking.
So, land use one would be January 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Now the question is, do we go back? Housing would be January 25th. And land use 2 would be January
29th.
Is that a date you had?
And economic development would be January 30th. Does that all sound okay to you, Perry?
Yeah, that sounds fine to me. By the way, Colleen, I did look at my email, and I didn't see any of those names in the email from you, so...
I didn't. We were sitting at that meeting, and when we first had it, and I told you that I had names, and I actually just gave them to you, and you said, okay, I'll take...
You maybe I have written down on a book somewhere.
Yeah.
Can you put me on a different...
Sorry.
No, you're fine.
There's a bunch of job people on housing anyway. Take me off that, put me on land use, because I have to take minutes on 25th anyway. I missed the meeting.
Right.
Or we can change our work meeting.
It's up to you guys. It's our work meeting.
I can come anytime.
Fred, right, what do you think? We're talking about
25th.
January 25th. If we have that 6. Then we have a conflict with our work committee. But do you want to be on the committee anyway, or is it just because
I'd rather be on land use. I'd rather be on land use one.
Yes.
I
told Dale I'd get home. Yeah, I didn't tell anybody anything.
I think that. If we do the I'm trying to solve this problem. So if the person from the planning commission that is on that committee, like they could just be excused from our work meeting too. But you know, if that's going to change anyway, you know, just be one person.
That's true.
So you don't want to be on that. And I'm going to let everybody that doesn't want to be on the committee change.
It's okay. It definitely will get changed. Well, I was going to change the first place. I was late in getting my...
you're going to update requests.
The way that you asked it was highly suspicious.
I know, but really, I was thinking of the conflict with the 25th immediately. I would rather be here taking work meeting minutes if you keep your meeting. Might be simpler just to keep our meeting as it is. The group meets.
Yeah, okay. I can just excuse you. So maybe we should talk about that. Who is going to be with each committee? I don't have any preference. I don't care. Although, kind of be the opportunity to start working.
Can I ask you something?
You guys.
Am I economic development or do
you want
we? We talked about it at the beginning.
That was the. That had to do with gathering names. The original idea was that we would just pick a committee and then go talk to people. Do you want to be on this committee?
Okay.
It wasn't an ownership at that point, and then that switched to Perry.
Can I have economic development? Because I've actually been looking into it.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
That's fine. What about you, Donna
Jean?
Perry, are you okay?
I plan on being involved.
Does economic development?
I thought he had.
I'm not sure. Dean Evers or the Colleen Dean Evers?
With Colleen Dean Evers.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so Perry, the remaining dates are January 24th, January 25th, January 29th. That's a Wednesday, Thursday, and Monday. Which of those is, or I should say, from any of those work for you?
The 29th works for me. The 20th. You said the 24th and 23rd?
Yes.
Neither of those words remain.
So how do you feel about being involved with Land Use 2 on the 29th?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I'll be remote, obviously. I don't know how well I can be involved in the vote. I'm willing to.
But it'd be better than not being involved at all.
I think
that would be good. Peg knows how to set it up. Would you be there on the 29th to do that thing?
It would probably be at somebody's house, though.
Is that a requirement of this?
No.
No, but it was just a way to have a meeting that was just...
But we could have it. Garrett Perry could be remote.
Yeah? Oh, you mean set that for me?
Yeah. Did you do that?
Yeah. What day of the week is that?
It's a Monday. Does that work?
Yeah.
Okay, so that leaves housing and land use one.
21.
Go for it.
I don't care.
You know, if somebody else wants economic development,
hey,
I don't
even care. We have one thing, so.
Yeah.
Bring back one. Probably land use versus housing.
I'll do that.
Okay, great.
That all sound good to you, Perry?
Yep.
Okay, thank
you. Land use one or two?
Donna Jean is one.
Yeah, Perry is two. Colleen is economic development.
So when was that?
January 25th. Do you have contact information?
What's the 24th?
These folks.
Is Wednesday.
I have contact information for what I'm most not the Johnsons or I think I have from most of them because I've either emailed or I have their phone. I can come up with a contact list for each of these.
Yeah,
send
so
it to you.
The Johnson's number is 335-7892.
So I'll get a contact list for each of these groups to you guys. You know, some will be phone, some will be email. And that way you'll have it. And then I'll follow up with Colleen and let you know what she has to say about 6 o'clock. And we'll go from there.
Sounds good.
Okay, and then we have to get these names out.
I have a quick payroll, but I'm pretty sure, I'm going to check my emails, that I asked for
housing or land use, mm-hmm. than economic development. They're kind of wide, but so if there's, and I'm happy, I'm really happy to be serving. But if there was anyone who wanted to switch, I wanted to work with Colleen, but it really had my heart more on housing and land use than economic development, even though I probably could be a good resource. So just in case someone says, I really want to be in this one. Just because
it's not my fault.
I'm sure my hands are shaking because it's what I'm like. But I'm most glad I'm going to be able to help. So, okay. I'm making a note.
If I were you, I'd go to Bolton, see how it has the best trees. But I'm over the butt trees.
I just want to write this down before we go on to something else and I lose track. Okay, so we're done with that topic? Yes?
I am.
Okay. Perry?
Yep.
Okay.
We're done.
Before we go on to anything for next month, you guys get to choose a chair, well, we all get to choose a chair and a co-chair for 2018.
Do they have to change?
No.
Yeah.
But
yes, you have to vote.
No, like, right. They don't have to change, but we do have to at the beginning of the year select.
Okay.
It's like we have to do our open meeting, open a public meeting training at the beginning of the year, so that'll be on for next month.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I personally am happy the way that it is, unless somebody else wants to move into a different position, into one of those positions, and I'm all for that, but I don't want to do anything myself
Perry.
Right now. Perry is the co-chair.
Sweet. I move that William said.
I second it.
Perry, what do you think? They're moving and seconding. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm happy with the way it is. If someone wants a shot at vice chair, I'm happy to relinquish my seat.
Okay. I think that's why they moved and seconded.
Yeah, I find it
right. I personally would like to just have a look.
Entertain a motion to keep it. They just need a chair. Oh, you did that.
I second it, so now we go with
them. Okay, all in favor? Aye.
Perry's raising his hand on
that. Okay. I can feel it. Okay. So then, for next month, yeah, I know, but I feel like we've got a lot of meetings going. But we'll do the open and public meeting app, and I'd really like us to spend some time focusing on the road language that we had the meeting about when Perry sent the proposal out. I didn't think we'd have enough time to really go into it this month with what we had going on, but I'd like that to be on for next month. And then, of course, we have work
homes. And that was on the transient housing? Or the thing that... on the 25th is the work
is
meeting
the housing,
for the housing.
The transient housing.
Okay.
Now this is the road language
yes.
follow-up and
yes.
sent the email out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's to go on that.
So it'll actually go on a regular meeting.
Yeah, so we'll talk about it.
Yeah, okay.
So the public hearing for the AS. Perry, do you have things to get on the agenda? Other than those?
No, I know. I would like to talk about that road thing, but
yeah.
I already talked about that.
Donna Jean, are we missing anything? You don't want to add?
I know, Breacher.
Oh.
I just voted for you.
That's not a patronage job. Before we adjourn.
Is there any comments?
Why didn't you come out on January 9th? That's what we are dying to know.
No comments?
Thank
I mean, we adjourn.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Okay. Thank you, Perry. Good night.
Sure. Thanks.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. So on the 24th, then our next meeting starts. If you're gone, then we start at 7.
Yeah, that time when they
I'm sorry.
Start at 6. I want to be on that.